And along the coastline, we also saw some impressive rocks that the ocean had worn away. This is known as Dragon's Head Rock, and some people who see that view that as a dragon's head. One of the things we did on our visits was we stopped at the beach. The itinerary called for 2 hours of swimming, but it was pretty cool that day. It was in September, and really too cool to enjoy swimming, so no one voted to swim. So instead of staying there for a couple hours, we only stayed there for about an hour. And maybe, I think one person, a couple of people did decide to go in and swim. But instead, I made sandcastles and built a series of them. There was one young boy, what was his name? Scotty. He was the son of a good friend of Barbara's, Punja. And Punja and her husband and Scotty were all on the tour. And Scotty and I built all three of the different structures. The tour around Jeju-do was a mixed bag. It had a little bit of everything. And one of the things we did in Jeju-do was visit a couple of caves. One of them was, I guess both caves had been eaten out by lava flow and the gases. This stone is called, it's relatively large, about 2 yards long and about 1 yard wide. And it's thought of as the Great Turtle. And there was an expression that if you touch the stone, you're guaranteed to live one more year than you would have otherwise. So Barbara, I guess I touched it about 100 times, so we'll put the legend to a test. If I live to be, say, 125 as a minimum, then it's true, and lots of people should go touch that stone. Apparently what has happened there is that the upper layer of stone was hard and the lower layers were washed away, creating that effect. Well, that concludes our slides from Jeju-do, and from there we'll move on to our last stop in Korea, which was the one we made on our, we went to Seoul twice, once in February with army business and once on our way out. The first groups will be of slides will be the ones we took in February, about a block from our hotel, which was an Army Recreation Center hotel, and pretty inexpensive. There was the National Palace, and it was pretty much the center of government. And this is a view of one of the gates to it. They had really massive walls, perhaps a yard thick and 2 yards high all around this large area, perhaps 3 blocks by 3 blocks. And any place you had a gate, it was really massive, and that's a picture of one gate. Throughout that large area, there were all sorts of miscellaneous buildings and structures. This is one ornamental structure. It's a stone pagoda. The next slide is of one of the shishi dogs, or temple dogs, who are supposed to keep evil spirits out of the building. This was a large, it looked like administration building, about 50 years old, and not worth the picture. But down in front, it had some really nice shishi dogs, and there I am holding hands with it. It was pretty cold out that day, which is not a feeling you get from the slides, except we remember it was quite cold, and we really didn't enjoy our explorations very much, because it was too cold. Also, throughout that three-block area, they had a lot of gardens and sort of oriental-feeling gardens, I guess. And this is just an example of one. Within this area, they also had their National Museum, and which is really impressive from the exterior, and this is an exterior view of it. The lower three floors, which are white concrete or granite or marble or whatever, are all accessible and have different displays in it. And the upper floors, which are dark, we weren't allowed to go into, and I don't know if they are used. and we saw some pretty interesting things. We'll have a few slides of different displays from inside the museum. We went inside the museum not because we were that interested in museums, but mostly because we were cold and we wanted to warm up before we explored further. One comment about the Buddha at the museum is that a lot of people left money close to Buddhas and other religious objects, and they were just at the feet of the Buddha. And we always wondered who would collect that money, presumably the caretaker of the museum, and it would just be an unstated part of his income. We never did it, but we saw there was a lot of money there. That pretty much concludes the slides we had from our first trip. We